2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 1. The Bible says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto to us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him." Verse number 10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." I want to preach just a minute this morning, if God will be my help. And what on this thought, what can we expect in heaven? Amen. What can we expect, you and I, in heaven? Amen. Praise the Lord. So you say, "Preacher, well, we haven't got there yet, but I hope everybody is gearing up to go." Praise God. Everybody's getting ready. Praise the Lord. You've already got your ticket, got it punched. You've accepted Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're ready to go to heaven. Amen. If we miss heaven, you miss it all. But praise God, when you gain heaven, you gain it all. Praise the Lord. You get everything that God has for you. Praise God. And guess what? He owns everything. Hey, there's nothing that's not His. He created everything. Praise God. And He said, "Without Him was not anything made that was made." So He made it all, and He made it all for His glory, praise God, and He made it for you and I to enjoy, praise God, and participate in, and I thank Him for that. And now Paul's speaking to the 2 Corinthians, or in 2 Corinthians, speaking to the Corinthians, and he's speaking about this earthly house, this tabernacle which we dwell in. Amen. Every one of us have a tabernacle to dwell in. You say, "What is that?" That's this body which we motivate in. Amen. That gives us, moves us around. He said that we're a building of God, a house that that's been made with hands, but we're looking for that one that's eternal in heaven that's not been made with hands. Praise God. We're looking for a different house. He said, "In this house, in this tabernacle, we groan and earnestly desire to be clothed upon with a house from heaven." Amen. I'm looking forward to heaven, ain't you? I don't know about you, but as older you get, the more this old tabernacle we live in gives us a fit. Seems like you got to do it. You know, in order to have a home and keep it, to keep it, you got to keep it up. And it seems like as we get older, it takes more and more maintenance to keep this house up, this tabernacle of flesh that we live in. Brother Fry said one time, he said, "Patrick, I figured out why they say that these are the golden years." And I said, "Brother Fry, what's that?" And he said, "It's when the doctors get all your gold. And then it takes everything you make just to keep a function and keep going." But praise God, he said, "In this one we groan and we desiring that one, praise God, that won't have these discomforts." But praise God, he said that, he said, "Being clothed, we shall be found naked." He said, "For we that are," verse number 4, he said, "For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for what we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life." We live in a mortal body, praise God, you and me. None of us is immortal. Now, when we was about 30 years old, we thought we were. But Junior, we thought we was 30 years old, praise God. If we wanted to move something, we just grabbed a hold of it and put forth the effort and it moved. And then we realized when we got older, praise God, that wasn't a good idea because we've done wore ourselves out. We realized when you get about 50 and a little beyond, praise God, you done went up the hill and you started down the other side, and you realize that you're not immortal. Amen. That you're not going to be what you used to be forever. But praise God, I'm glad I'm going to be something better one day. Praise God, I've got a blessed hope in my Lord, and I'm looking forward to something in heaven. Now, I got to thinking about this as I was reading and studying. I got to thinking about some folks that had done gone on. And now there's a whole lot of us that's got folks that's done gone on, loved ones and friends and relatives and kinfolk. But I got to thinking about old Enoch and Elijah. Now, Enoch and Elijah, they went out of here. The Bible says, you know the story of Enoch. Said he was a generation that began to walk with God again. And said he was walking with God one day, and he was not, because God took him. Amen. Old Enoch was walking with God. He loved the Lord. Praise God, he got on the right path. I'm telling you, it'd pay you, it'd pay each one of us to get on the right path. You say, Pastor, what is that? That's that path that Jesus walked. Praise God. Now get on the path with him, because he knows the way, because he is the way, and he'll take you into direction that he would have you to go. And one day in a little while, he'll transport you into the portals of glory. Amen. That's the promise that he gives us. That's the promise that we have. And God does not, Lord Jesus Christ does not renege on a promise. Praise God. If he promises you that, he will see it through. He's got a wish in his heart to have each and every one of those that'll believe on him with him where he is. And I'm looking forward to that one day. Praise God. Being with my Lord and Savior where he is. But old Enoch walked with God. He was not, because God took him. Amen. Now the Bible tells us old Enoch went out of here, but it don't say anything happened that. I'll tell you what he did. He went on to be in the glory. Amen. He went on to the portals of glory. And guess what? He ain't come back to tell us what it looked like. Praise God. He's still rejoicing in what he sees in heaven, what he's seeing in heaven, what he's enjoying in heaven. Praise God. He'll never get old. He'll never get boring. Maybe if it ever gets old and boring, he'll take time to come back and tell us what he saw. But praise God, I'm telling you for a fact, it'll never get old and boring what's taking place in heaven, because heaven, praise God, one day will be our home. It'll be a place, praise God, where we can settle in. It'll be a place where we'll love and be loved, praise God. It'll be a place where we can see the magnificence of an almighty God and the power of the Most High, praise God, that's had an influence on your life and mine, that brought us to a place of repentance, that brought us to a place where we realize that we needed something that we couldn't come up with, but we needed, praise God, but God said, I'll send you, praise God, my only begotten Son, and so whoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I'm glad on a Wednesday night, 1976, I began to live, praise God, and one day in a little while, I'm going to begin to live with him. Old Enoch went up to be with the Lord, and he ain't come back to tell us what it was like. The Bible said, oh, Elijah. Remember Elijah, praise God, a servant of God. Amen, praise God, done wonderful miracles in the name of the Lord. And the Bible says one day, oh, Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind. Praise God, unto the Lord. Elijah went on up to heaven. He went on up to be with God Almighty. And Elijah got into heaven and got to see all the magnificence of heaven. But guess what? Elijah ain't come back to tell us what it looked like. Elijah's, praise God, still rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. Amen, glory, hallelujah. We see what takes place, what transpired. Praise God, they didn't tell us what's going on. We see old Moses. The Bible said he went to God. God took him up on Mount Pisgah, and he let him look off into the promised land. Gave him just a little glimpse of what God has. Praise God, in store for his people. And Moses enjoyed that look. Praise God. Hey, listen, he was in. He got to go into the presence of God, and said he come out of there. Amen. With a glow upon him and a brightness upon him. His vesture was changed so much that the people couldn't even stand to look upon him. He had to put a veil over his face because he had been with God. And I'm going to tell you, young'uns, one of these days in a little while, you and I are going to shine forth as the sun. Praise God, when we see him face to face. Glory, hallelujah. We're going to have a radiance about us that we've never had before. We're going to get to be in heaven with the Lord. Going to get to go and be with him where he is. Amen. But there's some things that must take place. If we review the Word of God here as Paul lays it out, he said one of these days that we're going to end up in the portals of glory. We're going to ease on out of here. We're going to leave this body behind to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. The Bible said, Ecclesiastes 12:7 said, the body goes back to the dust from which it come, but the spirit goes back to God who give it. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? One of these days we'll lay these old bodies down. These old things that hinder us, these old things that hold us back, these old things that dissuade us in the presence of God and to going in the direction of God. And we'll lay that all down and we'll go out of here to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever. I say, so shall we ever be with the Lord in the presence of his magnificence. Amen. Praise God. God is good. we get a little glimpse of Him every now and then. And I don't know about you, but I'm persuaded that God is good. Me and Miss Teresa was talking about it as we was coming up the highway this morning. And we come there and you got to see all the greenery, how life is coming back into these mountains. And out of them mountains, it was like it was clouds coming up out of the valleys. I said, glory be to God. What a God we serve. Amen. The magnificence of just that. No man could create that. No man could make that happen, but God can. Amen. And He lets us know, praise God, that's nothing compared to what He's got in heaven. Amen. The magnificence of the things that we see here in this world. It's just a glimpse, a tiny glimpse of what we'll see when we get to heaven. You say, preacher, why? Because if we miss heaven, we miss it all. Amen. Can you imagine what God's got? If we get this here, imagine what He'll have over there. Amen. Boy, I tell you, your mind can't comprehend it. Youngins, our mind ain't big enough. If we ain't careful, we'll limit God. Amen. And His magnificence. But we see the Bible tells us that as He lays it down to be absent, by His present with the Lord. But verse 10, He says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. He said there's an agenda that God's got. He said the first thing on the schedule when we get to heaven is to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And He says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That's every born again believer. Amen. That's trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. That everyone may receive the things done in His body. According to He hath done. Amen. He said, according to He hath done, whether it be good or bad. Ooh. I think about them bad things I've done. Amen. I know you probably haven't done nothing bad. Amen. Most of you probably perfect, but I'm not. Amen. I just let out, I'm not perfect. I've messed up. I don't know, but the Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Amen. There's none of us perfect. There's only one perfect man that ever walked on this earth. You know who it was? Jesus. Jesus the Christ, praise God. He was the only man that was perfect. He walked without temptation. His flesh didn't bother. His flesh, he lived in His flesh. He got tired, hungry, praise God. Just like me and you do. He was tempted by, praise God, just like me and you. But he was all that without sin. Amen. Praise God. We're not, because we're mortal. We live in this old body. This old flesh messes with us all the time. But He said, one day, He said, and when we get to heaven, there's going to be a judgment of the things that we've done according to what we have done, whether it be good or bad. We have to give account for everything we did. Amen. Sometimes I think about the judgment, boy, it's going to be a good thing. But sometimes I think about the judgment of Christ, and it's going to be tough. Because I'm going to have to stand and give an account of myself before the Lord. Amen. I'm not like Him. I'm not Him. But I'd like to be like Him. Amen. If we could just set in our heart that we want to be more like Jesus, it's going to be an accounting, praise God. There's going to be a review of our life one day. It's that like that program that used to have on, this is your life. Amen. One of these days, brother, our life is going to play out before us. Amen. We're going to have to give an account for the Bible says, every idle word. Amen. Praise the Lord. So here's every man's test. And the Bible says that we'll be tested as though by fire. Amen. Wood, hay, or stubble. Praise God. We'd be burned away. 1 Corinthians 3:13. He said, we're going to stand in all those idle things we've done, all those things that don't bring glory and honor to God. You think about your life today. How many things do we do that don't bring honor and glory to God? The Bible says we should do all things unto Him. Amen? All things for God's glory. But how many of the things we do, how many times of day do we take off, we start of a morning, and we go without God? He said, preacher, we can't go without God because God's always with us. Promise never leave us nor forsake us. Yeah, He's there with us, but are we really with Him? If we ain't careful, we'll take off in the day and we'll take off in the direction all by ourselves. You say, preacher, how could you do that? Because we just disregard, we don't think about God. We don't think about godliness. We don't think what would bring glory to His name. So we see a day in review. We see a day when we're going to stand and give account. Amen. And because we're going to have it, we're going to see that there's a day that's recorded. There's a record in heaven of everything that's ever been done. Amen. Heaven is a place of records, you might say. And he's a good record keeper. There'll be records at the judgment seat. There'll be records at the great white throne judgment where the wicked dead will be judged. And God is a great record keeper. He knows everything about you. Scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Amen. He knows everything about you. Now, it's okay if I say, well, you know what, John, he knows everything about your wife. Amen. John just smiled real big and said, yeah, she's going to get it when she gets home. Amen. But old life, he knows everything about you too. Amen. He knows everything about, there's nothing about you that God don't know. You know, that should lead us to change our ways. Say, we can't change God, and I wouldn't want to. If I could change God, then he ain't big enough to be my God. There's a lot of gods, little G gods in this world, and people's changing them and molding them all the time to fit the way that they live or they want to live. My God ain't that God. My God is a great big God, praise God, and he molds me and makes me into the likeness of his image, praise the Lord. I'm on a potter's wheel, praise God. He's got his hands upon me. And sometimes when I get feeling under the pressure, that's his hands of moving out, pushing out, and molding out those things that I don't need in my life. That's a good thing. Amen. It's a good thing. But he has these records of us. Amen. And he's got every perverse and idle word that we speak. Hello? Remember that when you're talking about somebody behind their back? Amen. Praise the Lord. Every idle word that we speak, every thought that comes to our mind. Now, thoughts ain't necessarily sin until you entertain those thoughts. When we take a thought and we run with it, we put legs on it, then it becomes sin. Amen. If it's not toward God. So it has every idle word, every thought, and every deed that we commit. Everything we do, God's a watching you. You say, preacher, you're trying to get us down. I thought we was getting ready for revival. Praise God, we are. Because we're thinking about what it takes to get us to heaven, praise God, so we can get there rejoicing. So we can stand at the judgment seat of Christ and give account for ourselves and say, glory to God, Lord, I'm putting my faith and trust in you. I know I'm not perfect, Lord. I've messed up. But I need you to touch my life and help me to be what you would have me to be. Praise God. Amen. Be sure that God has things recorded. He's recorded everything we do, everything we say, everything that we think. Praise the Lord. Amen. But there's going to be rejoicing in heaven because of that record. You ever think about that? Because the record keeping. He says this in Luke chapter 10, verse 20. He said, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. I want to say there's something recorded, praise God, in heaven today that we can rejoice over. Amen. You can forget about that other stuff. Don't worry about it. Put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Get your name written in the Lamb's book of life and you can rejoice in the Lord. You can have a blessed hope and a peace, praise God, looking for that blessed hope that's just right around the corner. When Jesus Christ himself, praise God, when he'll call us to be with him where he is. Amen. So he said, because of those records that God keeps, because of the good record keeping of God, he said we can rejoice, praise God, because our names are written in heaven. In Hebrews he says this, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23, he said, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written where? In heaven. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, if your name, if you've been born again, saved by the marvelous grace of God, your name's written in heaven. And if you've not been saved this morning, there's a place for your name. Amen. What to expect when we get home? Expect to find your name written in the Lamb's book of life. It ain't there, you ain't going. Amen. He said, Jesus said, told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Born from above. Amen. Nicodemus, can I go enter in a second time? My mother's womb will be born. Praise God. He said, no. He said, you're born of the water and of the Spirit. The Word of God touching your heart, the Spirit of God showing you no sin or need of a Savior. And God comes down marvelously, touches your heart, praise God, and little life helps you to realize that. And you say, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. I accept, I believe what you did for me on Calvary for my sins. Praise His holy name. What we can expect to get when we get to heaven is our name written in that record book. Amen. Let me ask you a question this morning. Is your name written in the record book? You say, well, preacher, I hope so. You ought to know so. Amen. We better know so. Because if you know so, praise God, you'll have a confidence, not in you, but in Him. What Jesus Christ done for you on Calvary. So we review, we know we're going to have to stand at judgment seat of Christ. We have to give account, but our record is going to be clear. It's going to be published, praise God. It's going to be written down. It's going to be established. It's going to be joyous because our names is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. But then He says in heaven, what we can expect in heaven, we can expect rewards. Amen. Did you ever think about that? Rewards in heaven. Heaven is a place of rewards. Jesus speaks of this in the Sermon on the Mount. He tells us about those rewards. He says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 12, He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward, where? In heaven. Amen. He says, praise God, if you did what you need to do to be able to get there, He said, there's going to be a great reward for you when you get there. You say, preacher, what is so great a reward in heaven for me? Praise God, the opportunity to go there. The opportunity to get there. And the power of God, praise God, to manifest Himself in your heart so that you can. Amen, praise God. That makes the difference. Praise the Lord. He said that, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. He said, there won't be no sadness in the child of God. He said, we ought to be exceeding glad, above glad, past the just being glad, being happy. He said, we ought to have joy in our hearts. And praise God, because we get to go to heaven. His reward's laid up for us. Amen. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 20, He says this. Jesus went on to say this. He said, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I've got some stuff. It's secure. Now, if you've got stuff here on this earth, right, hey, you get home, you might not have nothing. I'm just telling you, the day and hour we live, He's wickedness all around us. And people are so wicked, they'll steal your gold teeth out of your mouth if you go to sleep, praise God, with your mouth open. Amen. They need the Lord. That's what they need. All these folks that's roguing around this world, they need Jesus. Amen. But He said, lay up for yourselves. Now notice this. Let me just get this just a minute right here. He said, lay up for yourself. What does that mean? What's it speaking? It's speaking of something that's personal. Amen? See, I can't lay up for you in heaven. Mama can't lay up for you in heaven. Daddy can't lay up for you in heaven. Mama and Papa can't lay up for you in heaven. I don't know how many times I've heard people say, well, you know, my mama was a good godly woman. Praise God. I'm glad she is. But mama can't lay up treasures for you in heaven. Mama can't get you to heaven. Mama can't save you. Amen? Praise God, it takes the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. He said, but lay up for yourselves. That's personal. We got to be doing it for ourselves. You ought to start at a young age, praise God, so you'll have something there when you get there. Amen. It's just like when you start your retirement. Listen, you young people, go ahead and start your retirement early. Amen. Start your retirement. Go ahead and start putting a little something back every week. Don't wait like all us old folk, praise God, and spend all your money and come time to retire and you ain't got none. Start putting a little back every week. That's what we need to do with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. We need to be establishing a retirement plan in heaven. Need to be laying up a little every week with the Lord, praise God, asking God to help us, amen, and putting it on our account of what He's done for us, praise God, what He's helped us to do. Making it a personal thing for you and for me. So that when we'll have something, we get to, one day, wouldn't it be nice when he said, enter in thou good and faithful servant, He gives us him rewards, and we just take them and we just cast them back, and we've actually got something to give Him. Amen. To offer to the Lord, because He's done so much for us. Praise His name. So he said, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. He said, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt. Now not only is it personal, but it's preserved. Amen? He said there's no corruption, praise God, up in heaven. If we, everything that we lay up there, praise God, it'll be there through eternity. Amen. Amen. It won't be moth eaten or rust eat up. I hear you get stuff here. Hey man, you get a brand new car and you run on these roads. They got this liquid salt now, and in 2 or 3 years it'll go to rusting if you don't keep that thing cleaned out good. Praise God. That's about like the Christian life. We ain't careful. Praise God. If we don't keep it cleaned out good, we'll go to decaying. We'll go to rusting. Amen. And before long, there ain't much of us left. And you get these vehicles that run up like where my brother lives in West Virginia, where they got a lot of snow and they do a lot of salting, 5 or 6 years, and the cars up there is gone. You don't want to buy a car from the north, folks. Just let me tell you that. It may come out of the north, praise God, it'll be eat up. They'll cover it up and they'll sell it to you. When you get it home, it'll fall apart. Amen. A whole lot of Christians, praise God, we get moth eaten and rusted up. But praise God, he said we need to lay up our treasures in heaven, praise God, where they'll be preserved. God will preserve them and take care of them, praise God, for you and me. That's what he says in 1 Peter, doesn't he? 1 Peter, he says, let me just read that to you. 1 Peter, chapter number 1. He says this, he said to, blessed be the God Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively or living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. So not only is it personal, praise God, but it's personal, praise God. It's preserved for you and me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, where thieves do not break through, and still not only is it personal preserved, but praise God, it's protected. Bible says it's guarded by God. Amen. Everything that we lay up in heaven is guarded by God. God takes care of it. It's like being put in the bank of God. Amen. First trust of God. Amen. Where it'll be protected forever. I don't know about you, that's exciting to me, praise the Lord. I got a couple of little accounts here, and I'm supposed to be able to make a little bit of money on them. Amen. Like your IRAs and stuff, you might get 2% or 2.2 if you're lucky. But praise God, I'm glad the dividends are even higher in heaven. Amen, praise God. So we have not only is there a record in heaven and there's a reward in heaven, but there's also, the Bible teaches here, that there's rejoicing in heaven. Amen. I believe there's happy people in heaven.
Amen.
Are you happy? You have joy in your heart? You know what? Well, sometimes, preacher. Amen. Sometimes I get happy. Amen. Sometimes I feel joy. Amen. Bible says we ought to have joy in our hearts. Praise God. Because there's joy in heaven. Joy comes from the Lord. I said many, many times, if you're trying to be happy, it depends on what happens. But praise God, joy comes from the Lord. From knowing Him and that free pardon of sin. Praise God. Heaven is a place of reward, but it's also a place of rejoicing. The eternal joy of heaven. It ain't a temporary thing. And the greatest joy they have comes from heaven. Amen. It comes from the souls of men coming to Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That's where joy comes from. Well, I love it. I rejoice in my soul when somebody gets in, when somebody gets saved. Jesus said this in Luke chapter 15, verse 7. He said, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Amen. So the Lord Jesus Christ said, hey, joy in heaven, praise God, over an old sinner that gets saved. He's rejoicing, praise God. Every time he said he's rejoicing in the presence of the angels. Amen. I believe word goes out, Brother Bill, praise the Lord, to all those old saints of God up there. And I say, Lord, hallelujah, somebody got in. Amen. And those that's there, they know what it's about. They know what it's like. And they go, glory, hallelujah, praise God. They get excited, praise God. And God gets excited because God is excited. Yeah, man, you know it excites God whenever somebody gets saved.
Amen.
When an old sinner comes to repentance, when an old sinner realizes they're lost without God, they're lost, they need something, and they choose the Lord. Amen. Lord say, pick me, choose me. I want you on my side. Hey, it's your decision. I said a while ago, this thing's personal. You have a personal obligation to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's calling sinners to Himself. Amen? Praise God. So we see that there's a rejoicing in heaven. The Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, they're rejoicing, praise God, when they celebrate when somebody gets saved. I tell you what a celebration that would be. Amen? It's kind of like when we celebrate a birthday. You know, it's an exciting thing when we say somebody get, you know, a year older, and we say, glory to God, they made it another year. Praise God, when you see an old sinner get saved, they're rejoicing in heaven. Amen. The Bible tells us, praise God, that they're rejoicing. They're rejoicing in the present angels. They rejoice in glory, praise God, when some old sinner gets saved. Entering into the port of glory. Entering into heaven. You can't get there without that. Praise God. But we see. They're rejoicing in heaven, praise God, because what's going to happen to the old devil one day? One of these days, in a little while, the devil's going to be, he's a defeated foe and he knows it. It's not like he doesn't know. He knows that his time is short. He has just a little time. That's why he's working so hard. Amen. I'm glad I'm not on his side. Amen. I don't work for him. I don't work with him. Praise God. Matter of fact, I'm against him all the time. Why? You say, preacher, why? Because he's against me. He's against you. The devil is our foe. The devil don't like you. Don't like what you stand for. Amen. But I'm glad God Almighty has made us a promise. He's protected us. He's given us a personal relationship. He's preserved us, praise God, unto Himself. Guarded us, praise God. Guarded our treasure, which in heaven, in the presence of God. And He's offered us that eternal joy that heaven brings. Now, eternity is a long time. Amen. This life that we have, it's fleeting. It's just a few days and it's gone. Kind of like the dew on the grass. When the sun comes up, in just a little while, it melts away. But praise God, I'm telling you, eternity with the Lord is going to be forever. If we could only comprehend what heaven's going to be like. What we could expect in heaven, if we could only understand the magnificence of God. Praise His holy name. That we can dwell with there. The Bible says in Revelation 12:12 says, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. If the heavens are rejoicing, and everybody that dwells in heaven is rejoicing, amen, it's a time, praise God, that we'll never experience here. No matter, hey, we've been some good birthdays, right? Birthday parties. We got excited, praise God. We just, praise God and lifted up because of maybe many, many years of goodness and goodness of grace of God that He's given the people. But imagine what it'd be in heaven, praise the Lord. When we get into the magnificence of God, into the praising and rejoicing in the heavens, the angels and the portals of glory, and those that dwell with them. Amen. We get to be partakers in that when we get to heaven. Well, that's what we can expect when we get to heaven. You say, preacher, I'm a standoff person. You know, I just don't like a big groups of people. Praise God. Hey, listen, you'll like that one. Amen. This is dress rehearsal. We're getting ready for something big. Amen. Never be ashamed to stand and worship God. Give God praise and glory and honor in the day and earth we live because God Almighty wants us to. He wants us to practice for when we get to heaven. Amen. Because of rejoicing that's taking place there. You know, preacher, why would there be a rejoicing in heaven? Because one day there's going to be a reunion. Amen. One of these days, folks, there's going to be a reunion in heaven. A get-together like we ain't ever had. Praise God. Amen. David, you remember David and his remark about his son when he's David was there, and because of his sin with Bathsheba, you know the story, the son that they had between him and Bathsheba. God said, I've got to take it because of the sinfulness. And he mourned and he wept for 7 days over that child while it was alive. He wouldn't get up to rise up to eat or bathe or anything else. And then when he perceived by the whispering that was going on in the castle that the child is dead. And he asked, he said, is the child dead? And they said, yeah, the child's dead. And the Bible said he rose up and he washed and anointed himself and he went down to the house of God and he worshiped and he just praised God. And he come back in, they looked at him like he is like a sheep looking at a new gate. And they said, David, what's the matter with you? He said, you've lost your mind, you're crazy. He said, while the child was sick, you did weep and mourn and pray. And when the child's dead, you get up, you anoint yourself, you clean yourself up. You go to the house of God and you worship the Lord. And you come back and you're hungry, you want something. What's up with that? And David said, listen, while the child was yet alive, I had a hope that God might touch him. But now that he's gone, he said, I can't bring him back. But glory, hallelujah, through the promise of God, I'm going to be reunited with him one day. Praise God, I can't bring him back, and I wouldn't want to, but I'm going to go be with him where he is. Amen. Amen. Praise God. David said, I've got something to expect in heaven. I'm going to have a reunion there one day. Praise God. I won't say, church, listen to me. Those that are born again, one day in a little while, we're going to have a reunion like we've never had before. A reunion that's out of this world. We're going to go be with those that's gone on before. Praise God, to be with them in heaven and be forever. They said, I can't get him to return to me. Amen. But says, I'll go to him because he can't return to me. I'll go to where he's at. Jesus said in John chapter 14, he said that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Jesus said that where I am, where's Jesus today? The Bible said he ascended up into glory and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. Jesus said, praise God, one day. See, they're rejoicing because Jesus said, praise God, Father, in a little while. Amen. I can see him. As he looks down upon us this morning, he said, that one and that one, that one, that one, that one, that one. He said, one of these days they're going to be up here with us, Father. Amen. Praise God, I'm excited. I believe he's sitting out on the edge of his seat right now. Well, that one's mine, that one's mine. Oh, I wish that one was mine. Oh, I wish that was mine. Oh, God. Lord, Holy Spirit, please touch their hearts. I won't let them be left behind. I don't want them to die and go to hell. Please touch them. But that one's mine. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He praises the word. He said, but boy, I want that one. And I want that one. I wonder how many times he's pointed us. How many times he pointed you. I wonder how many times he pointed me. Before I said, Lord Jesus, forgive me an old sinner. Amen. But when I did that, praise God, Jesus Christ said, Father, praise God, he's going to be a reunion day with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, preacher, I want to be a part of that. Praise God, you got to be saved. Accept Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, praise God. A homecoming time, praise God. A renewing of old acquaintances. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that, don't you? He said, preacher, are we going to know each other? I preached on this a while back. We're going to know as we were known. Amen. Our spirit, Bible says our spirit will bear witness one with another. Praise the Lord. If we're going home to heaven, praise God, we ought to have a spirit of home in us. We ought to have a long, we ought to be looking for his appearing. Amen. Or to be a desiring home. Amen. Praise God to be present with the Lord. Be absent from this body. Paul said is to be present from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Friends and loved ones who are already in heaven. Amen. I can see them, Brother Bill, now when they start coming out to meet us. Amen. Start coming out to meet you. That's your welcome home. Praise God. And can you just imagine it? All those old saints of God that you've known through the years. And each one of you, and each one of them is wanting to take you and show you a different thing. Say, let me show you. They say, oh, I got something better than that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about an exciting time when we get to heaven. There's so much to see. Praise the Lord. And all those that's already seeing it. Because, see, they won't have seen it all. Praise God, because it's too magnificent. The view in a setting. Paul said, I went up into the portals of glory and I saw sights unseen. He said, whether in the body or out of the body, he said, I don't know. He said, but praise God, they was glorious. They was magnificent. Amen. I believe old Paul, I told him in Sunday school, he was about half blind and crippled. He had to be led around by Luke, the physician, help him. Somebody had to help him everywhere he went. But old Paul got so excited about what that little peek into heaven that he told it everywhere he went. He couldn't wait to go to the next town, the next city, the next street to tell them about heaven, what heaven looked like. He said, heaven is going to be my home. I want you to go with me. Amen. You said, preacher, how do we get folks in? Just like Paul did. We ought to be telling folks, say, praise God, heaven's my home, and I want you to go with me. I want you to be there with me because Jesus, my Savior, is there. Amen. Praise God. Everything that we see and go through here will be worth it when we see the Lord Jesus Christ in person. Amen. When heaven literally becomes our home, praise His holy name. But I want to ask you a question today. What can we expect when we get to heaven? But let me ask you a question. Now, you personally, do you expect to get to heaven? Do you expect to get to heaven? Will heaven be your home? Have you been saved? Have you asked the Lord Jesus to forgive you your sin? Have you believed on what He did? Have you trusted what He did for you on the cross of Calvary? When Jesus, when He hung on there and He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You know why He said that? Because He allowed the sins of the whole world to be piled up on Him, past, present, and future. Glory to God. Were piled on my Jesus as He hung on that cross. And He became sin for you and for me. So that those of us that would believe in Him would be saved. Amen. The question we have to ask, I mean, what can we expect to get to heaven? Well, some glorious things. But the question that we really need to ask is, do you expect to make it to heaven? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? If not, you won't make it. But He said you can know that you know by bowing at an old rugged cross, by bowing at an old-fashioned altar and saying, Lord Jesus, please forgive me a sinner. Forgive my sins, Lord, and become the Lord of my life. I believe and I trust in what You did on Calvary for my sins.